6 candidates have qualified for the ballot, clearing the first hurdle toward being elected to fill the remainder of Gabrielle Gifford's third term in office. Republicans Frank Antonori, Jesse Kelly, Martha McSally, and Dave Sitton turned in enough signatures to get to the ballot. So did Democrat Ron Barber and Green candidate Charlie Manilakis. That said, there's still some time for things to change. Someone could challenge the signatures those candidates turned in. The signatures have to be from registered voters who live in the congressional district, and a voter's signature can only count for one candidate. Ken Bennett is Arizona's Secretary of State. He says the signatures aren't automatically checked.
The verification of signatures really only formally occurs if someone files a challenge in court. And typically what really kind of happens is the different campaigns or opponents to any one of the candidates would come to our office and get or come to the county recorder and get copies of the signatures that were filed and start going through them to see if they can identify enough invalid signatures in their opinion.
Any challenges have to be resolved in a matter of weeks because of the deadlines for printing the ballots. Early voting begins in less than a month on March 22nd, and voters who are overseas will get their ballots even sooner.
In these special elections, the timeframes get very, very tight, and any challenges need to be as soon as possible for them to be reasonably considered, and the other processes necessary for the election to go forward are happening almost simultaneously.
In the past, some of the challenges to a candidate's qualifying signatures have come from across the aisle. Pima County Democratic Party Chairman Jeff Rogers says the party is weighing its options.
It will be a twofold decision. We will first look at whether or not they have filed inadequate or improper signatures. And then the second decision will be, should we try to take that person off the ballot.
But Rogers says at this point, he may not be inclined to push for disqualifications.
From a strategic point of view, I'm not sure whether any of their people are better or worse for us to run against than any of the others.
The Republican who comes out of that primary will face Democrat Ron Barber, who was Gifford's former district director, and Green candidate Charlie Manilakis, both running unchallenged in their own parties. Earl DeBerg of Behavior Research Center says there are some disadvantages for the Republicans in a crowded primary.
The downside to that is a bruising primary can be very, very likely to drive some would-be supporters, party supporters, into the camp of the opposition because there's a lot of distaste these days for the types of politics that we've seen at the national level in elections like this, which tend to be very negative and very personality-oriented and damaging to individuals' reputations.
But a crowded primary isn't all bad. DeBerg says it can help a candidate boost name recognition, and U.S. Senator John Kyle says it could be good for the candidates because they'll build momentum for the general election.
I think it'll be positive, actually, because you get a lot of different points of view. Just think of it. You got eight times as many people out there organizing their friends and supporters to support them and come to the polls. And ordinarily, most of the time, those people who are energized by one of the candidates will eventually support the person who's selected.
Early voting for the primary in the Congressional District 8 special election begins on March 22nd, and Election Day is April 17th. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.